Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. Today, my guest is Tom Marquardt, who's an interior designer with HDR in Chicago. Tom, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing real well. You live in Chicago, so obviously you're definitely going to go to NeoCon. It starts, a lot of people coming Saturday and Sunday, and there's a lot of activity going on. So I thought it might be real interesting to talk about how you work the show and some of the great things that are going on this week. Most people know NeoCon's, the official show, starts Monday morning, but there's the diff function on Saturday night. There's the cool function on Sunday. Do you do all those events?
Well, I think this year, because of all the work we're finishing up, I'm probably going to be doing the cool event. I don't think I'm doing DIFF this year. I have to look at my schedule.
Right.
Kind of hard to keep track when it comes to this time of year, but yes.
Let's start out talking a little bit about your background. You took the role with HDR fairly recently, and I know you've been involved with Atlas. You've been doing their space design, their showroom, the permanent showroom design on 10 for many years. So talk a little bit about your background, if you would.
Well, I actually transitioned my own practice of 27 years last October. Serendipitous situation happened, and I was invited to join HDR as their new design principal for interiors here out of their Chicago office, and the role to help them really evolve their interiors practice as an independent and strong new division for the company.
Okay.
Very exciting.
And when you start looking at the different sectors in the commercial business, is there a focus that you have, or do you just work through across all sectors?
Well, my history has me known for branded environments. I've been doing them for companies, including a lot of A&D manufacturers, for almost 30 years, and also workplace and other types of commercial and corporate space. I've always approached it from a branded point of view, from a marketing and brand strategy-driven point of view. And it was a natural lead for me to start doing showrooms and retail and that sort of thing. And probably just because we get more press in the A&D community of A&D manufacturer showrooms.
Mm-hmm.
People kind of know me for that. Yeah, it's exciting. So I'm bringing a lot of that thinking and approach to HDR.
And so one great question I'd like to ask you, since you're a veteran of NeoCon, how do you suggest a designer works this show?
Well, everybody knows the fun with elevators here at the Merchandise Mart.
That's right.
People come here with different priorities.
Right.
And I tend to come here with the priority of trying to see what's the newest and more progressive changes that are occurring to get a kind of a test of where I see things going, and
right.
It helps inform my work. I don't really work the halls. I'll run the whole space first and kind of look at things and maybe look at a couple magazines' reviews and then pick some key places and go back. And then sometimes I walk it with clients as well to just kind of look at product and different ways that different companies, say, in the flooring industry are approaching, like pattern or texture or construction, and just kind of get a sense of, you know, the types of machines and where things are going and what that means.
I've asked this question of designers many times, and it is interesting that if a designer has a specific project they're working on and they've got their client with them, they probably make appointments, but if they don't and they can just free flow the show, they usually go up to 11 and walk down to 3 and, you know, cover the whole show and see. I mean, so it just kind of depends on what you're thinking at the time, doesn't it?
Exactly. And I know that one of the things I know a lot of people do, because everybody hits the big boys, that's like the place to go first, because there's always some giant thing going on.
Yeah.
But I have a tendency to really make sure I spend at least a half a day on the temporary floors. And I think that's because you kind of see the future. You see the companies that are coming up, and it's really interesting to kind of go there and test that against what you see in the more established brands. It's a great way to kind of juxtaposition what's actually coming up in the industry.
Yeah, actually, you know, this year there's only one temporary space floor. Everything's on 7 for the temporary.
Yep, it's been consolidated, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing. I kind of look at it as people really have to make a concerted effort now to take a space and maintain it on those floors. So I think you're going to see a better investment in the trade shows that are in there and probably a higher quality of people leasing those spaces. So I think in a way, kind of contraction of that will actually work to the benefit of the show.
Yeah, I got the feeling that it's very dense on 7, so this is just a, you know,
there's
no
waste
of space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know you're at the Mart right now. They've spent millions of dollars in the entranceway. I guess that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yes, I'm actually going to be going down to the opening reception in about an hour and a half. It's really something.
Yeah.
Incredible job, incredible work that they've done. They've invested, as you know, millions of dollars into it. And, you know, the whole building is changing, and it's really exciting in a way with all the tech companies and everything else that's in here. And it's kind of brought a new energy to the A&D manufacturers and to the showroom industry in here. And I think it was a brilliant investment on the part of Vornado and the building to really go with it this time. It's going to be a big transition for the building.
Well, another highlight is they've improved the cellular and Wi-Fi connections, so you actually can do social media throughout the building without having to walk to the window.
Yes, they have. I'm sitting here right now looking at my iPhone, and I see I've got 4 out of 5 dots. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. All right. So are there any exclusive parties that you want to tell the rest of the world about that you're going to be going to this year?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, as I'm getting older, I don't go to quite as many as I used to.
There are a lot of parties.
Oh, my God. And especially Monday night. And, you know, a lot of showrooms will do special receptions Monday afternoon. I think if you're really looking to meet and greet and talk with people, hitting a lot of the showrooms later in the afternoon, your favorite brands or whatever is the way to go. Of course, one of the big things for me here is the IIDA national meeting, which coincides with the show itself. And, of course, I attend that every year, which is on Sunday in the afternoon at the Museum of Contemporary Art. And it's really exciting to kind of see all the other designers that come in that I know from around the country, and, you know, we all get to connect. So in a way, it's kind of like a giant class reunion.
Are there any projects you're working on right now with HDR that is going to have you looking for specific products?
Well, that's interesting. We just did land a really big project here in Chicago. I'm not really sure if I'm allowed to expose that. And since I haven't gotten clearance, I don't want to say anything. Huge project, which, of course, I think HDR is known for. And we're doing small projects as well. It's kind of a, you know, I think part of the interiors and approach and some of the branded environments work. We did 4 showrooms here this year here at the Merchandise Mart. We're excited about that work as well. And we use people's products in them. So it's, we're kind of all over the board.
Well, how is the flow of business? I mean, with HDR, are you staying busy? Because, you know, the design part is up front, and then eventually we get the order in the flooring business, and we feel that later. So do you feel like that there's still a great book of business going on?
I know for us there is, and that isn't just PR. We're incredibly busy. I think one of the biggest challenges for a lot of firms that are busy right now is just finding talent.
Yeah.
It's been really interesting making this transition. You have to understand, I went from a practice of 15 people to a company of well over 10,000. And it's a completely different way of thinking. It's very interesting and a lot of fun. I kind of came into it almost surprised at, you know, the amount of hiring and searching for talent that we've been doing. And I think that's true of a lot of the big firms here in Chicago are quite busy right now. I mean, we have a construction boom going on that's so great, there's a lack of contractors. Everybody cut back when things got lean in 2008 and 2009, and then all of a sudden this hits, and training people and getting them in place, I'm amazed at the amount of work that the firm is practicing.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. We're about to run out of time. Can't wait to see your space with Atlas that you've designed on the 10th floor. And appreciate you spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Tom Marquardt, who's an interior designer with HDR in Chicago. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.